Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Leanne on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. One of the things that came out of the Fair Deal plan was the notion of an Alberta pension plan, mm-hmm. right? Our own pension plan, much like what Quebec has, get out of the CPP.
Right.
Rob Breckenridge, a well-known name, obviously on this station, mm-hmm. Had written an article this week, and Rob was good enough to entertain us with his time today to talk mm-hmm. about some of the feedback on this, because it seems to be a pretty, I don't know if it's polarizing, we'll hear from him, but it's certainly a charged topic of conversation.
Definitely. I think that's about a half and half split opinion on this one, so it'll be interesting to get Rob's take on this.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get going on this topic. Rob Breckenridge, host of the afternoons of the Rob Breckenridge Show on 770 CHQR. Rob, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, you wrote this article titled "An Alberta Pension Plan," big old question mark there. Albertans deserve to be consulted on the question. But before we get into the feedback you've gotten, and I know we were chatting off air and you said you've gotten lots of feedback, tell me a little bit about what sort of led up to you writing this article.
Well, and this came up in December because obviously we've just had a huge political transition in Alberta. And, we went from Premier Jason Kenney now to Premier Danielle Smith. And, I think it's been pretty clear that this is maybe one area where there's some common ground between the two. Like, they both seem supportive of the idea, but we hadn't really got any kind of clear direction from the new premier as to where things were going on this. So it came up in an interview she did with Calgary Sun columnist Rick Bell in December, kind of a year-end interview, and was asked about this and suggested that maybe this would be something Albertans could vote on in conjunction with the general election coming up in May, which isn't all that far away. So a couple of days later, as she was taking questions from other reporters, she seemed to back down from that a little bit, suggesting that maybe May would be kind of rushed. She would still like to see this put to a referendum, but no decision had been made, and made reference to the fact that we are expecting a report sometime here in January from the finance minister. So once that's released, then that'll maybe decide next steps. So kind of some mixed messages from the premier about whether we would see a referendum in May. I'm of the opinion that we probably should. This is the kind of thing maybe Albertans should have a direct say on, but that May would be, given where we're at already and the need to inform Albertans about all sides of this, May might be a little rushed. So that was the point I was trying to get across, that, look, this is a big issue. Albertans deserve a say, but, let's be careful, take our time with this too.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been hearing as feedback from that column after you put that out?
It's been really interesting, the reaction. And, typically when I write something or talk about something on the air, we get emails and reaction from people, and it does vary. This one was interesting because not only was there a lot of reaction, it was kind of all over the map. I mean, there is the kind of reaction that's caught up in the politics of it all, that, we want Alberta to be more independent from Ottawa. Let's go on our own. Let's stick it to the rest of the country, even that kind of reaction. But I was hearing from a lot of people who just had some genuine questions, like, what would this mean exactly? Especially for people that are either now collecting CPP or close to that, the uncertainty of, well, what is this going to mean? I mean, look, you guys know people don't want to deal with uncertainty in retirement or close to retirement. And this is one of those things, I think, that does speak to that maybe it's a good idea, but what is it going to mean for me? How does it affect me and my situation? A lot of people wondering, well, what about if I'm collecting OAS and these other federal programs? If we move out of CPP, how does that affect that? So people have a lot of really basic kinds of questions about their retirement that are really separate from the politics of it all. So it's been really interesting to see that kind of all over the map there.
Where did the politics end up on this? I'm interested in that. And listen, the devil's always in the details when you're doing retirement planning of any kind. And pensions, guaranteed sources of income, Leanna, are, we've got fewer and fewer people with corporate defined benefit pension plans, right? Which means more and more Canadians rely really on the guaranteed sources from things like CPP mm-hmm. and OAS. Mm-hmm. So, Rob, I can understand, people asking those questions. I think it's damn important that we have to understand as Albertans, what the details of that are going to look like. But the politics of this, I suspect, are probably interesting as well. And give me your sense of the idea around a referendum and, just the general political feeling of Albertans with respect to this.
Yeah, like I say, so there are those kind of political overtones in terms of the dynamic of the relationship right now between Alberta and Ottawa. So this has appeal in the sense that it's Alberta going its own way, Alberta sort of deciding its own future, charting its own course, that sort of thing. There's some additional appeal in that because as it stands right now, and this is one of those questions about do current demographics hold true over 10, 15, 20, 50 years? But Alberta has a younger population, so we do contribute a little bit disproportionately to the CPP. And from that then, if Alberta were to leave the CPP, that would likely mean that the rest of Canada would have to pay a little bit more to make up for that. And so I think people like the idea that this almost kind of gives us some leverage. I mean, I don't know if we want to use this as a negotiating tactic, but I do think some people like the idea of that, that here's something Alberta could do. Would get the rest of the country's attention, and maybe we could use that to negotiate on some other front. So there's that. Obviously, you know, there's the whole question then of, okay, well, if we were to go this route, what would it mean? Potentially, it could mean that Albertans do pay a little bit less because of those same kinds of, you know, demographic issues. There's AIMCO that exists in Alberta, which exists to manage very large assets on the part of the Alberta government, you know, billions and billions of dollars. But AIMCO's had, you know, some missteps in recent years. And I think maybe that's made some people a little bit leery. Do we want to trust AIMCO to manage our pensions? So there's all of that coming into play here. The appeal potentially of a better deal for Albertans when it comes to pension contributions, the potential of, you know, sort of changing that relationship with Ottawa and the rest of the country. But also those questions about, is it going to work as well as we think that it could? And a lot of big questions about such a change like that. That's a massive change. And I think any kind of massive change is going to make people a little nervous, even if they are supportive.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make about the pension with the population. As a negotiating point, you're right. I think that that's interesting. As a younger population, the converse to what you said is that it would actually be less expensive for Albertans to fund our own pension from an actuarial perspective because we've got a younger age. But I think the key assumption there is that we always have a younger demographic, and you know, there's no guarantee that that holds true over time. I think ultimately, and let's go back to the referendum question for just a minute, Rob. What's your position on this? We should or we shouldn't?
I think this is, I think we should. I realize that, you know, putting anything to a referendum is going to make it somewhat politically charged, and this would be no different. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that is, you know, it's beyond the, you know, the day-to-day kind of politics we deal with, the sort of thing we expect governments to deal with. Like, this is a big question that it really isn't political when you cut right down to it. And, you know, this is going to affect Albertans for generations to come. So it's not a typical kind of government decision. And you know, and look, I mean, this didn't really come up in the 2019 election. So I don't know that you could argue that the government has a mandate to go ahead and do this. I mean, maybe absent a referendum, that this could be something that at least the parties talk about in the upcoming election. If the UCP want to say, hey, this is what we're going to do, the NDP have made it pretty clear that, you know, they're content to stick with the CPP and leave this alone. So that might be one alternative, at least, you know, where government could argue that it has a mandate. But I think on something like this and to let Albertans hear a direct case, to really have a focused conversation where you've got a yes side and a no side laying out their case and Albertans hearing from all sides, I think this is the kind of issue that does lend itself to that kind of direct consultation with voters.
Well, absolutely. And as the CPP, as Dave mentioned, basically the only source of guaranteed income for a lot of Albertans, it's important, I think, that they have at least some sort of say and input in that.
Yeah.
Now, do you think we're going to get some of the details that we're looking for in this, in that report from the finance minister that comes out in January?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think some people might take it with a grain of salt, which is reasonable, that we have a government that seems to be leaning in this direction. So it's likely that what we see from the finance department is going to be favorable. And so that's fine. But I mean, as long as it's comprehensive, that there's data to back it up and that you know, we can try to assess it as best we can, or at least, you know, allow some experts to go through, I think it's a good step forward in the conversation to lay out some more facts for Albertans. And, you know, like I said in the piece, I think if we're going to get into a referendum campaign, we're going to need to see, you know, data from both sides. And we're going to need to allow time for, you know, the no side, I guess if we're calling it that, to sort of get their act together, get their ducks in a row, and be able to prepare some reports from their perspective so we can see maybe what the other side of the argument looks like. So I'm looking forward to seeing this report. I am intrigued by this issue. I think there's some really interesting, compelling arguments on both sides. So I'm eager for that. And I think this, like I said, will be a good step forward in terms of this debate. But, you know, I do think there are going to be some who will be a little skeptical of what kind of numbers the government's putting out because of the politics around all of this. But like I say, I think, you know, the more information, the better on something like this.
Rob, I think this is going to be a really interesting conversation piece for some time to come. And I'd hope to have you back on once we get some of these details. And you've had a chance to even talk to the public about it. I'd be very curious to get that. So I hope we'll have a chance to do that. But I wanted to thank you for taking some time today to join us on this topic.
Yeah, glad to do it. Thanks for having me. And like I say, I think it's an issue that affects all of us. And, you know, so the more conversation around this, the better. So this is great.
Good deal. We're joined by Rob Breckenridge, host of Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge on 770 CHQR. We've got to talk about this notion of pensionizing your portfolio, mm-hmm. right? So whether you've got an Alberta pension plan, a Quebec pension plan, a CPP, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. the fact is we need the savings that we've developed to support a lifestyle for us over time. And that's what we're going to talk about our upcoming seminar.
That's right. We're going to be covering that sort of income piece that you need from your yep. portfolio during your retirement during our seminar on Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. We'll be doing it live, online, and in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club here in Calgary. To register, please go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are you worried that the economic pullback and the uncertainty in the markets that we've seen is different this time? It is. Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.